Good morning, evening, or afternoon, wherever you are, whenever you are. This is Tyler here with our second episode of Talking Ghosts, our Patreon exclusive podcast. Today we are talking about Grandpa, but before I introduce our very special guest, just a few things. It's a bit echoey and a bit noisy here. I'm recording in the kitchen today, the washing machine running in the background, trying to get the episode together. So I apologize if there's a bit more noise than usual in the background. That is the cause for it. But let's go on to the episode now. So this week I have Lucy with me. Many of you know her as my wife, who often contributes to the podcast. I guess a bit of a fan favorite. Lucy, do you want to say hi?
Hello, everyone.
And tell us a bit about yourself, I guess.
Okay, so obviously you all know me as Tyler's wife, and I do some of the recording sometimes, and I also write stories some of the time as well. I've occasionally posted on the Facebook page, so we may have interacted, but usually I'm in the background.
Good. So yeah, so you've all come across Lucy before, and I thought it was only fitting to have her on the podcast. To talk about one of her old episodes, which is Grandpa, which she put together for me. And this is the second episode in season one. So it was part of my dissertation. So those of you that listened last time around, about 2 weeks ago when I spoke to Beard, we're talking about how the podcast started off as my dissertation for my audio and radio production master's over in Birmingham. So yeah, this is the second episode of the podcast I pulled together. And Lucy, I think did you write it?
I did write this. It was the first one I wrote for you.
Okay, so don't reveal if it's based in fact or fiction or anything yet. We're going to have a listen to it. And those of you that don't know the kind of format, we're going to play the episode throughout and interrupt it as we go along to discuss things that go on within it. If you want to hear the episode on the whole, before you kind of listen to us chat about it, you can do so by going over to Audioboom. It's not on the Patreon page and one of the players there. But yeah, you go over to audioboom.co.uk, search for Ghost Stories, a podcast, and you can find it in season one. But I guess we can get going unless there's anything you want to say first, Lucy.
No, go ahead.
All right, let's have a listen. Got the standard intro there.
Do you believe in ghosts?
It's not uncommon for small children to have imaginary friends. However, the thin line between a child's vivid imagination and actually experiencing a haunting can be a troubling experience for any lone parent. Tonight's tale explores just that.
I think these are really cringeworthy intros. By the way, if there's anything you want to interrupt, just shout. But yeah, I don't like the old intros I used to do. I think, what do you think of them compared to...
I think you jumped right into it, whereas now obviously you do a greeting, you introduce yourself and the episode, which I think makes sense because people might turn on a podcast and not quite be ready to absorb it before you started talking. So I think it's better the way you do it now, but it's all a learning experience and obviously people liked it. I was going to jump in though and just say about that intro that actually when I wrote this story, we didn't have children at the time. So I wrote this from a perspective of a non-parent writing about being a parent. So it'd be fun to see whether the parent in the story lives up to our standards currently as parents.
Potentially. All right, well, let's keep going.
As always, visit ghost-stories.co.uk and vote for if you think tonight's tale is adapted from fact or a pure work of fiction. You're listening to Ghost Stories, and this is Grandpa.
I was in different foster homes since as early as I can remember.
The levels were out a bit then. I've had to turn it right up. I think in the old ones I didn't get the balancing very well. They're probably hard to listen to.
I think as well my voice sounds a bit higher pitched, and I think I've dropped an octave in my aging.
I think you're just used to talking on microphone now.
Yeah, maybe.
Okay, let's have a bit of a listen and see. This is Grandpa. I'm going to rewind it just a little bit because I interrupted straight away. Just because I want to make sure the levels are right when we're listening. Otherwise, it's going to be a nightmare for everyone tuned in right now.
foster home since as early as I can remember. I was taken by social services at a young age and was regularly moved around as my mother had died and my father was sent to prison. To this day, I wonder if the two were connected, although, as I know, he was also killed while inside, I may never learn the truth. Although, to be honest, I'm not sure I'd want to know.
It's a bit of a stereotypical kind of story, isn't it?
Do you know what? When I wrote this, I didn't mention any of that, and you made me put that background in because you said it made sense to have that kind of additional, very detailed context in there. So when I wrote it, it was just, I was adopted, I know nothing about my birth family, and you were like, nope, we need detail.
I can't defend myself. I don't think that's true. It doesn't sound like something I would do, but it sounds a bit unbelievable in all fairness.
Yeah.
I'm a good joke.
I think so too. I think my version was better, but you know, you are the podcaster, so I let you do what you wanted to do. Wow. You have the creative right to do so.
Maybe one day we can dig up the original script. I'm sure you have it somewhere.
Probably.
It's a bit of a Hollywood kind of start though, over the top, jumping straight with something that's kind of, I imagine, made listeners think, I don't know if that's going to be...
It's a bleak beginning though, isn't it? It's like, yeah. You know, started out with, I've got a terrible life before I begin my story. So, yeah.
Yeah, like kind of hinting that her dad killed her mum as well, which is pretty dark. I don't think I made that beginning
up.
Oh,
you did. I remember you doing that. Yeah, you definitely
I don't think
did.
That was me.
100%.
All right.
I've been on my own for about as long as I can remember, so when I found out I was pregnant, I wasn't that sure I could manage as the father jumped ship. I didn't think the care system needed another unwanted child, so I really
again, just
so
bleak. It's the most, it's
I'm really sorry.
God.
It's a sad story.
We should put I should really put a warning at the start of this. Hopefully you've not offended by anyone by laughing in their face.
No. But
thank God you wrote this story.
About, like, she's had a really horrible childhood. Her boyfriend's left her. She's a single mom and she's about to be haunted.
You know,
like,
Lucy,
she's obviously having a really horrible time.
It's very unlikely I'm going to have you talk about anyone else's episode because you just laughed so hard in the face of your own episode. If someone else writes something like this.
No, I wasn't laughing. I think this story is very well written and very well dictated into the podcast, so I'm not going to laugh at that. I'm just saying it's a very, very bleak tale. It's like the beginning of Up, you know, like the first minute, just everything that happens, you're just like, oh God, this can't get worse, it can't get worse, and it does.
Well, if anyone's not seen Up, hopefully you don't ruin it for them and they still want to go
watch
it.
It's the first minute, like, it's not the ending.
No, we're just getting by on our own. I still use a baby monitor to keep an ear out for him. It's just me looking after him, and I'm trying to encourage him to stay in his own room at night.
Wait a minute.
We've not even introduced the child.
I thought I skipped ahead then, but I didn't.
No, I think it just jumped straight into, like, I had a child, and I used a baby monitor. I don't think I even introduced my son.
The sound was all over the place as well. So, okay, we're going to rewind a sec. Again, I'm amazed sometimes that people tune into this podcast if this is what I was spitting out early on.
Although, as I know, he was also killed while inside, I may never learn the truth.
That's her dad.
To be honest, I'm not sure I'd want to know. I've been on my own for about as long as I can remember, so when I found out I was pregnant, I wasn't that sure I could manage as the father jumped ship. I didn't think the care system needed another unwanted child, so here we are now. We're just getting by on our own. Still use a baby monitor to keep an ear out for him. It's just me looking after him, and I'm trying to encourage him to stay in his own room at night.
So you did just jump from pregnant to child there and old enough to be in his own room.
You've not actually explained how old he is either.
Also, when you said jump ship, it definitely could sound like you work on a cruise ship.
Yes.
I know it's a figure of speech, but...
Yeah, no, I think you're right. It sounds like he literally jumped ship.
It's a pretty good story.
So this one morning, I can hear him giggling loudly and chatting away to himself in his bedroom. I looked at the clock and it was 4:45 in the morning. It's pretty unusual for him to be up at this time, and I was tired and I wanted another hour's sleep.
In your mind, how old is this child? When you're writing it, how old is it?
Do you know, I think he was about two.
About two.
Do you know what's funny is we didn't put our son in his own room until like after he was two. So there's me or like I'm trying to encourage him to be in his own room and I've not practiced what I preach, have I?
He certainly wouldn't have chilled out in his own room there. But
No.
Yeah.
Well, I got up and I made my way across the landing and went to his room. And I said, Jacob, it's not quite morning yet.
Jacob.
Can you try and sleep a little longer? He looked over to the other side of the room and said, his grandpa.
Sorry, you're reasoning with a two-year-old who talks.
Well, as I told you, I didn't have children when I wrote this, so this is my expectation.
And clearly you're the youngest child and never dealt with children.
Yeah. Well, actually, we've not specified how old he is. He could be any age, really.
You just said he was two in your mind.
He's 15. Get in your own bed, Jacob.
Oh, my God. This story's just kind of jumped straight into kind of...
Yeah.
Being, you know, he's talking in his room, 2 years old, 5:30 in the morning.
I don't think our son's ever seen 5:30 either.
No, we're lucky that these kids don't wake up that early. And instead of coming and checking him, you've just told him to shut up and go to sleep.
Yeah, I did. At least I went in his room though. That's a plus.
Well, it's a start, isn't it? And what did he show? He showed its grandpa.
His grandpa. His grandpa, he pointed at the other side of the room. He said, "It's grandpa over there."
What a ridiculous story. All right, let's see what happens. Let's see what happens to Jacob next, the 2-year-old that talks like a 15-year-old. I don't think our son at 2 could be like, "It's grandpa over there." He wasn't. This kid's not 2 in this story.
No. Well, I think in my head I thought he was.
So I've said, "No, Jake, it's time to sleep." I laid him down in his cot, tucked his blanket around him, and I went back to my room.
He's in a car.
I struggled to sleep. I was thinking, where has Grandpa suddenly come from? Could he just be repeating something he's heard on TV?
That's funny.
He had no reason to know any terminology for grandparents.
Excuse me? Like, I can tell you right now, from books and TV shows and being at nursery, I don't think grandpa, grandma, grandparents are in common phrases.
Yeah, but maybe this single mother deliberately seeks out media that does not refer to family members that he doesn't have. Maybe she thinks that'll make a tough conversation if he starts to say, like, what, do I have a grandpa? Do I have a grandma, auntie, uncle, cousin, etc.?
Where has he heard that word? Where has he heard grandpa?
Yeah, maybe she just, no TV, no books. They just, yeah.
It's kind of ludicrous looking back. You at this point... You were pregnant with Zach, though, weren't you?
Oh, I probably was, yeah. I don't know. Do you know, there's a bit later. I'll maybe say it later, okay. But there's a...
Just, yeah. All right,
wait till the moment.
Just give me a wave. All right, let's continue because we barely made it 2 minutes in. This is absolutely just the most ridiculous story. This might be more ridiculous than Redwater last week.
I think it's all right. Don't be so quick to dismiss it. It's a good story.
Okay, let's see.
He's never had any of his own, and he hadn't started nursery at that point, so he didn't have any friends who would talk about their families.
Oh, wow. That's a reveal. You covered all bases, apparently, for didn't we?
Yeah, no nursery.
It became a little bit more unsettling after this. Jacob wasn't fed.
I'm going to say, right, last time we filmed the first episode of this podcast, and I didn't have the person on who read the story, and this time you read the story and you're talking to Mike, and sometimes, because I'm not looking at you, because I'm running... Everything else, I don't know who's speaking.
Surrounded by looses.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, like a nightmare.
I'm going to rewind a little bit because I thought you were talking to me. And let's see what happens to Jake or Jacob.
Jake is short for Jacob.
Yeah, that's just okay. Covering all bases. This is ridiculous.
Analogy for grandparents. He's never had any of his own, and he hadn't started nursery at that point, so he didn't have any friends who would talk about their families. Things became a little bit more unsettling after this. Jacob wasn't fazed, but I did my best to hide from him how I felt, because this could just be his imagination and I didn't want him to think he was upsetting Mummy.
I will say, from a production point of view, is as crazy as this story has been so far, and as all over the place the music has been...
I mean, you
been.
Say crazy. What's happened so far?
Exactly.
Describe the events.
Exactly. It's just... Concerned that a child said grandpa
once.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly. At 5:30 in the morning. I will say, I think the music has been cut together really well, and this was in the time.
It's really pretty piano music. It is.
Yeah,
it's a very nice background piece.
And this is who did it? Let me look it up. This is back when I did spend a lot of time kind of cutting songs together. I don't do it as much anymore because of just trying to get the volume out of stories. But back then I was really kind of recutting and putting songs together and changing them. If you go to the show notes on Audioboom, you can actually find all the songs that are listed in it. And I think if I had to guess, looking at the list of songs in order, this is probably The Curtains Are Always Drawn by Kai Engel. So I talked about Kai Engel last week, actually. He's an artist I use quite a lot. Him and Mayu are the two I use the most, probably. Some really good Creative Commons music. And yeah, I think I always try to pace the speaking, the voice with the music. And I think it fits quite well, you know, regardless of what's being said.
I think you laugh at a lot of the early episodes, but you need to give yourself some credit because your production skills always been excellent. And that is one of the reasons that I think you had very high grades during your master's course doing this, because actually you do have the skill and the ear and everything to be able to cut these songs and fit them with the voiceover and everything like that. That is a skill not everyone has, and in some podcasts I've heard, not a lot of people actually do that kind of level of kind of layered audio that you do.
Well, thank you. Well done. That wasn't planned, everyone, by the way, although try not to punch the microphone.
I didn't, it was my elbow.
We had a few more mornings like this, being woken up by visits from this grandpa, and then about a week later I had a weird experience. We were getting settled for bed one evening. Jake had just had his bath and was choosing his bedtime story. I got up to close the curtains, but just as I pulled them shut, I saw the reflection of a man standing behind me. I quickly turned around, but there was no one there.
Let me tell you what this is, okay? Do you remember that kind of that fake documentary with the ghost pipes? I think it was Channel 4.
I don't think a lot of our listeners, because we get a lot of people around the world. So this this is a very UK thing. Mm-hmm. I could try to explain if you want, obviously, as an outsider.
I can't remember
England.
What it was on, so you remember that.
I think what happened, any of our UK listeners can correct us, and I only know this from after the fact, but I think you're right, it was Channel 4. And they did like this, I'm sure it was meant to be aimed at children, but they did like a haunted house show.
It was really quite scary though.
Yeah, and I don't think they told anyone that it was real.
That's right. Yeah, even the people in it didn't know that it wasn't real. Yes.
I think the people in it must have known.
And they had, the house was haunted from the glory hole. They kept saying that. And it was, someone had died in that house.
Parental warning. Okay, so let's talk about what... Okay, that's not a sexual thing, first off.
No, it's what they call a cupboard under the stairs. Yeah, I think that's what they call it. Again, but it made me laugh.
It's more weird British terminology, calling a dessert spotted dick.
Yeah, but they just kept saying it and it was funny. So the guy died in the glory hole, which is the cupboard under the stairs.
As you do.
And the new family that lived in this house were experiencing hauntings, poltergeist activity, and they did this fake documentary. However, everybody in the show, well, most of the people, I guess the people who lived in the house maybe knew it wasn't. They were actors, but they filmed all these paranormal occurrences, and there was a scene where the cameraman is kind of panning across the room, and you see, as the viewer, a reflection in the window just for a second that's like a face, almost like a skull shape, like a face. And the cameraman spins right back to the window and it's gone. And it's one of those things that just happens in a split second. As the viewer, you find yourself thinking, I'm not the only one who caught that, because obviously the cameraman panned back really quick. But when it happens, you don't know if it's quite real or not. But there's a few of those instances that happen in that documentary. I think it's something like 7 or 10.
So was it on BBC?
Pipes. It was BBC.
No, it was on BBC. Sorry. Oh. Yeah. It was released in the 31st of Halloween, 1992.
Yeah.
And it was like
I was four.
It was like a mockumentary called Ghost Watch. So people tuned in thinking they were seeing a real ghost hunt, and it was all obviously fake. Because back then, obviously, you know, there wasn't YouTube and all this type of stuff, and it was quite controversial.
And it gets scarier and scarier, and sort of more, I guess, more ghostly occurrences, more dramatic as it goes on, until at the end, it's like a whole like. It's like a whole thing, isn't it? Like, I don't even know how to describe it. No.
If you want to find
just
out,
like, just, everything is haunted.
Listeners, if you want to find out more about it, especially if you're not based in the UK, you've probably never heard of it. Look for Ghost Watch. Yeah, it's from the BBC. It is ridiculous. Like, it's probably worth the watch now. They've done, like, there's been documentaries and stuff about it, because it's got quite high ratings. It's got 76% Rotten Tomatoes and 7.6 on IMDb.
I think as well, for the period, and especially given that you didn't have YouTube and stuff like that, and how a lot of people thought it was real. I think for the time, it was a very good mockumentary.
They had like actual famous people, like Michael Parkinson was on it as the presenter. Okay. Craig Charles was the interviewer.
Was he?
Yeah, that's mad.
That is mad. Who else was in it?
I don't know the rest of the people. They're okay. The only two I've heard of. Okay. Do you want me to find the advert? Let me see. This is going completely off track, but Ghost Watch. This is what you're paying for, patron fans. I hope you like it. So this is the
bonus content. Bonus content. You get an extra mockumentary out of this.
This is what the episode's based on then. I don't know if this is going to be horrendous, but I'm going to turn the volume down just in case. I don't want to... Can you see the screen?
Yeah.
Okay. On Saturday night, we'll be visiting the most haunted house in Britain. But will the ghosts be there?
Can you take it?
Ghost Watch, a Screen One special for Halloween, Saturday at 9:25 on One.
Like, I could see, like, that's been framed as if it's a real thing.
Yeah.
Like, I could definitely see why people...
Do you know what, though? It reminded me too much of the Crystal Maze just then.
Well,
so
yeah.
So I feel like looking at it now, I'm like, oh, okay, yeah, it doesn't look that real. But at the time, I think it did.
Well, that's why they say hindsight is 2020.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So basically that moment with the ghost...
So that exact moment, I was reminiscing really about Pipes and his reflection in the bedroom window.
Something that happened when you're like
four
years old, yep. Older than the child in the story.
Yes.
Is this story based on you as a child? Is that?
No.
Okay. Let's keep going. Okay. We're only 3 minutes in. We still have 7 minutes to go.
Okay.
Just for a split second, and I saw his face. Jacob was holding his book out to me, though, so
good.
I gave
music,
nothing
yeah.
away. We just read the story together, and then nothing else happened. There was no more reflections, no uneasy feelings. It was nothing.
I'm sorry, what? You've just seen a man in the reflection gone, just read a book. I know for a fact you wouldn't do that.
I think the weirdest part of this is her child goes to sleep straight after the story is read to them, and I don't think either of our children have ever done that, so... That's the weirdest thing about this scenario.
We both have different definitions of weird.
But yeah, I guess in this particular scene, the mother's thinking, I don't want to alarm my son. I'm just going to continue as normal and assume there is no man in this room.
That's,
I think she's thinking, oh, maybe I didn't see it. Maybe I'm just...
Maybe that's where our parenting skills differ, because I probably would have freaked out and been like, what the hell is going on? Oh, no. Oh no, I forgot about this stuff.
Coming, I forgot this. You're a big fan of this.
Okay,
like,
so.
In the early period of this podcast.
For our listeners that don't know, especially if you're new to the podcast or a new patron subscriber, and the reason some of our early episodes have these absolutely insane fillers is because I had to hit a certain time. I had to hit a certain time stamp with the episodes to almost produce them as if they could appear on radio. Now, I think it was roughly about 10 minutes was the exact time, which meant if the stories are too short, I would put in awkward pauses and weird additional bits of content, which nowadays I would never, I would never dream of doing because they're so out of the blue and random and unannounced, frankly. I don't know what's coming up here with its
typing. Remember, to be fair, it's fairly relevant. So.
Is this one fairly relevant?
Yeah. Ish. I don't think it's explained, but we can explain why it's relevant.
So I know what's coming next. It's going to be horrible to listen to because it's an e-reader, isn't it?
Yes, it's an e-reader. Yeah.
And I can't believe I'm going to have to sit through 5 minutes of like, 10 times there was a haunting or something like that.
Yeah.
Because I hate the sound of those.
You could have just done it yourself, see? You've got the right voice for it.
Oh my God, this is going to be ridiculous. Well,
let's just get through
it. Typing as well. Typing sound to signify.
Yep. See, she's Googling, how do I know if my house is haunted? That's what's happening in this scene.
10 signs your house is haunted. 1. Electronic interference. A light switch is on or off. Maybe your television changes channels by itself, or a strange interference occurs on your radio or telephone.
Hasn't happened to her, though.
2. Disappearing objects. ever lose something, such as your keys, wallet or TV remote, only for it to turn...
I lose stuff like that all the time.
We lost that thermometer for about 3 weeks recently, and it wasn't a ghost.
Yeah, it wasn't just a ghost, it was a child.
It was a child.
A child hiding stuff.
So you might have a ghost, you may have a small child. It'll be one of the two if you lose anything.
I just should have done something more to kind of...
You could have done a longer intro and outro like you do now, really.
Or put this at the end of the episode or the start of the episode. Although in Redwater, I put the start of the episode with no explanation.
You'd introduce the story, though. Then you went to that.
Exactly.
So, yeah, I guess... But like you just said, hindsight vision is always...
Hindsight vision? That's not the saying.
Go on, what's the saying?
Hindsight is 2020. Oh, well. Not hindsight vision is what? What were you about to say?
People say vision is 2020. I was thinking of that.
Yeah, when they're talking about their actual eyes and if they can see.
I think people would have understood what I meant if I'd said hindsight vision is 2020.
If you've listened this far, let us know if you understood what Lucy meant by saying hindsight is vision.
Turn up again in a strange place. This may be the result of something called disappearing object phenomenon.
So again, like the last time I did a list like this, I don't know if I just Googled a list and put it into an e-reader, or if I made this up. I don't think I made this up because even I wouldn't.
To my memory, this is one we Googled and put in, but I think the last one we changed because something extra spooky is going to happen at the end of this list.
Okay, let me see.
It could be a case of you missing it the first time you looked, or it could be a mischievous spirit playing tricks. 3. Strange noises. Hauntings can manifest as faint whispers, a mysterious knock on the wall, or the sound of footsteps in a hallway. There have even been reports of guttural, animalistic sounds in the case of demons.
Was that a word?
Guttural.
If you ever hear something like that, or the sound of something creepy running upstairs, maybe it's time to think about getting a new place.
What? What?
Just move house.
Just move house. It's like that meme where it's like a spider in the corner of the house, burn it down. It's like...
If you hear something on your stairs, it's time to move house.
Do you know what it was? This article is definitely written in the 80s where you could just, you know, buy and sell a house for like $5,000.
Firm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jeez, move house.
4. Rogue shadows. Shadows come in many shapes and sizes.
It's true.
Dark specters, outlines, black masses, silhouettes in the shapes of people. Some are clearer than others. Some disappear at the blink of an eye. Whether they're demons or just ghosts, seeing something...
It feels like every type of shadow has been... Like, I can see multiple shadows in the room I'm in, and I'm looking, I'm going...
They could all be ghosts, though.
Well, by the definition, like, I can see the trash can over there, and it's a bit of a square-shaped shadow, and they did say shadows of all shapes and sizes. Is there a ghost...
There are many shadows of different shapes and sizes in here, though.
Spooky.
Lurking in the shadows through the corner of your eye may be a sign that your house is haunted.
This reads terribly, doesn't it?
5. Abnormal child behavior.
There we go.
It's said that small children are particularly sensitive to paranormal activity. They sometimes react to things adults can't see. If your child is acting strangely, like talking to imaginary friends or talking about dead relatives, there may be something more sinister going on.
That was made 6. Up by you.
Strange dreams and nightly terrors. Sleep paralysis can explain away a lot of things. It sounds like
the robots trying not to laugh.
Awakening to a presence in your room. Hearing
your room. Even... Your room. Do you think that was a spelling error? Or...
No, it's just how your those room. Things read it. Like all of it reads a bit funny, doesn't
your room.
It?
Even feeling the weight of something pressing down upon your chest.
Ooh.
Strange dreams and recurring night terrors are said to be a sign that something else may be going on. Maybe a spirit is trying to contact you from the other side. 7. Unexplainable feelings. Have you ever felt being watched? Maybe.
Have you ever been in love? Have you ever been scared? You might have a ghost.
I can't explain why I feel this way.
Do you know, like, REO Speedwagon wrote that song? I can't fight this feeling. I can't explain this feeling.
That's what they meant, though, didn't
that's
they?
That's definitely what they meant.
Yeah.
They can't fight this feeling. They must have a ghost.
Yeah.
Unexplainable feelings. This is ridiculous. There's not long left as well. There's like, well, I say, in relation to, there's got to be an outro.
Also, I kind of feel like we've met the criteria for everything on this list so far. So I'm starting to question if we should move house again.
Yeah, no.
It feels like there's someone in the room with you even though you know you're alone.
Even though you know you're alone.
Being touched. If these sensations occur regularly, you could be living in a haunted house.
A haunted house.
A history of darkness. It may be worth learning the history of your house, if for no other reason than to feed your curiosity. You'll find that your home has a dark past.
That's someone scraping the barrel, isn't it? It's like they've
written. Research the history of your house.
All right, go learn the history of your house. Well, why would I do that? Curiosity. Like, there's. Oh, this list is just. We just should have put the one thing in there.
It's pretty long, isn't it?
Yeah, it's going on.
Murder, suicide, strong emotional turmoil, all are said to increase the chances of a house being haunted. 9. Psychokinetic activity.
Psychokinetic
activity means things moving around without any visible reason.
Psychokinetic.
I mean, if I saw some psychokinetic activity, I wouldn't need to Google that. I'd be like...
If you saw what, sorry?
Psychokinetic...
Do you mean kinetic?
Yes.
That, psychokinetic.
Yes. But she's saying like things flying around the room. That isn't like a, do you think this house might be... It'd be like, this is not really what should be happening according to physics. So something's definitely, or not, your house might be haunted, you know?
Well,
it's a pretty obvious one for this list. That's all I'm saying. It's not like the vague, if you have a shadow or, you know, you hear a bit of a noise in your house. This one's like, if you see a ghost...
Yeah, I'm just going to move the mic a little bit because you're getting too...
Getting too impassioned.
Yeah, you're kind of shouting right into it. Can you just... Sorry, is it still working?
Is that all right?
Yeah. I can really hear the washing machine going in the background. Right. Let's keep going.
That a ghost or poltergeist is making its presence known. 10. Ghostly apparitions. Finally, there's one surefire way to know your house is haunted. Occurrences may be rare, but the appearance of full-bodied apparitions, such as catching the reflection of a person in the mirror, could mean that you are experiencing a haunting.
So I do like using the sound effect, the like the static. If I make a mistake in an episode and I have to go back and do stuff in post-production, I do think that's a nice effect. And that effect clearly signifies changing from one soundscape to another.
It's a very jar.
Oh, just set your microphone's not working. I'm gonna pause this just one sec. Okay, we're back. Lucy's microphone stopped working, so hopefully she's not.
It's when you moved it.
Yeah, hopefully it's not been on for too long. Okay, what were you saying?
I was just saying it's a really jarring sound, so I think it fits with making the listener feel really uneasy, because especially if they listen on headphones, to suddenly get the like that static noise does make you feel really unpleasant. It's not a nice sound.
If I use it nowadays, though, I use it more of like a... do you know, actually, I'm confusing myself. I tend to use the record skip more so if I need to, like, it's a cartoon. Have you never heard that before? I've done that in a recent episode. You listen to every episode I make.
You do a lot, though.
It's just so I've
taken.
So I've got, I have all sorts of sound effects. So I've got loads of record skips. That washing machine's loud in the background, isn't it? Hopefully it's not going to be too...
You know, you've said this in episodes before about hearing Zach in the background, and you don't, you know.
That is true.
So it might not even pick up. And we
couldn't even hear you in the background a second ago because the microphone stopped working. So at least it's coming through now. Record scratch, that's it. So like I have literally record scratches on hand for when podcasts go wrong. Is it working?
No.
It's not working, is it? Oh.
There we go.
So, that was kind of the point. So, like, the sound effects, though, the point being is that it's nice to break things up. It's a bit, it is something that's a bit different. All right, we've got 3.5 minutes left. I wonder if we could push through this. Also, the length of that static sound would have definitely been guided by how long I had to get the episode to be, which is kind of ridiculous.
You needed like another 5 seconds added on, didn't you?
So the morning visits turned into a pretty regular...
Straight into the story. Like, there was not really any gap to signify we were going back to the story.
So, and also didn't explain that she Googled how do I know my house is being haunted, and that was her finding. So that wasn't even explained, but that was the whole reason for that insert right there. And yeah, that's explained at all.
That's a hot take. I didn't even realize that was the whole point we put it there. So I made this. So yeah.
Regular thing. Jake would wake up early and he'd play with this imaginary person he calls Grandpa. I tried asking a few times about this figure. I said, "Who are you playing with, Jake?" He'd say, "Just Grandpa." And I'd say, "What does Grandpa look like?" And he said, "A man." And then he laughed at me like it was this big funny joke. One evening I said, "It's bath time now, Jacob. Grandpa says playtime's over." But Jacob looked away from me and then he turned back and he said very seriously, "No, he doesn't. He says you're lying."
Epic. Epic music.
So one night, I woke to the sound of Jake singing a nursery rhyme, and it was around 2 a.m. So as I'm walking through to his bedroom door, I say, "Jake, go back to sleep. It's late."
Can just pause it a sec? So this is the bit that I was going to say. When I originally wrote this, the original bit here was that I hear him singing in his bedroom, and I was stressed about it. But I just put the covers over my head because I was too nervous to go in because I was too scared of the ghost. And then you read it and you were like, "I think if you were a parent and you were scared of a ghost, you'd go in and get your child. You would just go back to sleep." And I was like, "Oh, okay, I guess so. All right."
And how do you feel nowadays about this?
Yeah, now I'm like, I would literally walk through a fire if I was worried about something.
If there was a ghost in the room, you'd definitely just send me. Though.
Well, no, I had... one time, actually, after Zach was born and he was a baby and he was in his room asleep, in our room asleep in the car, and I had the baby monitor on and I was downstairs. I heard him like start to stir and like get up, and I was holding the baby monitor as I was walking up the stairs because sometimes, you know, he was like, he'd like roll about a bit and then he'd just fall back asleep. So I was holding it as I was walking up the stairs so I'd know whether or not to go in. I didn't want to go in and disturb him if he did fall back asleep. And just as I touched the door handle, I saw on the screen a hand reach into his cot, and my instant reaction was to like throw the door open and run in before I'd even processed what I'd seen. And actually, when I went in, that was literally nothing. That I did not see a ghost or anything. But then I was thinking, my reaction to seeing a hand on that screen was to run right into that room before I'd even registered what I'd seen. And afterwards, I was like, that was a bit of a weird thing. Did that really happen? Or was it just like, because they're kind of black and white and grainy and stuff.
Yeah.
Did I even see it? But actually, that is testament to the fact that if something, my immediate concern would be, I'm going to go get my child. So that happened, and I did.
I can't believe that I literally run one of the biggest ghost story podcasts in the UK. And I'm always asking people for stories. And this is the first time you've ever told me this.
Make a 10-minute story out of a hand on a grainy screen then. That's not a story. That's a very minor occurrence.
An anecdote.
Yeah, although actually, in the first few days of him being born, I also remember I was asleep on the sofa and really tired. Because you remember I was asleep on the sofa the first few nights because I was feeding him all night. I was really tired, and I remember looking up at one point because his Moses basket was rocking. It used to rock on its own on the laminate floor, and I felt like I could see the outline of a little boy looking into the Moses basket, but it didn't seem like a scary ghost thing. It literally just seemed like a sweet little boy just looking in at the baby. And obviously the house that we lived in was the same house as in the first pilot episode you did of the podcast, which was the house, which obviously had hauntings occur. And one of the things that came out of that was that there was a little boy who lived in the house. And I did think maybe it was that little boy and he was just trying to look at the baby. Interesting.
Spooky, isn't it?
I think as well, because we lived in that house and didn't have any particular ghostly experiences actually until after our son was born. There were a couple of times like that and like the hand where I did feel like there were hauntings going on. And I feel like actually the house needed it. They're attracted by the children in the house, because when your mum lived there, she had young children in the house, your brother and sister. And I didn't experience anything until we had children, so...
But a lot of the stories from that were before they were born.
No, I know, but there were some after they were born as well. I remember because they used to stay up all night chattering away. That's what part of what Jacob was based on, actually, was that your brother and sister used to chatter away in their cots all night to somebody, and your mum felt like they were talking to that ghost. And I remember one time when you were at work and I was with the baby in the front room, and I had this big crash in the kitchen, and I went in and the shelf behind the kitchen door, all the books had just fallen off it for no reason. We weren't in the room, no one was on the stairs or anything. There was no kind of reason that they should have, like, the shelf was fine, the stuff just fell off it. I remember telling you that when you came home from work, and you were like, oh, the shelf behind the kitchen door, and I said yes, and you said actually that particular area of the kitchen had been quite a common area for weird things to have happened when sort of you lived there and when you were younger, and there were kind of ghostly things going on. And I didn't actually know that at that time, so it was a coincidental occurrence.
What's mad is I don't remember any of this.
why
you give me that look? Why you give me that look?
It was like 5 years ago. How do you not remember this?
I've just been too busy, haven't I?
Okay.
I just can't remember anything.
Yeah.
I don't know what I had for breakfast.
So I've just given you three examples of supernatural occurrences that have happened. And I've obviously told you them at the time, and you were just like, all right, you just didn't care.
All intertwined.
Been saving them up for this moment to reveal on obviously. The podcast.
extra. Read all about it. House haunted. All right.
Let's get back to the podcast.
Yeah, because people are probably like, could you just listen to the story already?
Extra detail, it's all good.
All right.
So I went back to my room, and then an hour or so later, I heard this singing again.
I think production note, I would definitely lower the volume of that music a few notches, just because I think it's a bit too much going on right now. I don't know if anyone else agrees. I think there's a bit too much going on.
The piano's very nice. The violin part may seem a bit piercing in places, and perhaps it's slightly louder than the voice where it goes a kind of higher pitch. But yeah, it was fine. Otherwise, I didn't think anything of it.
Again, I went in and he was asleep when I went in the room. And this really creeped me out, to be honest. So I decided to pick him up and bring him into my room to sleep for the rest of the night. I went back to my room and I could hear this really faint child's laugh on the baby monitor. So I just turned it off and I ignored it.
I don't know if it's clear what happened there, because it sounds like nothing really happened. But what is happening is she hears stuff happen on the monitor, but when she goes in the room, the baby's asleep the whole time.
Yeah.
So the nursery rhyme singing she's heard twice, she's gone in, the baby's asleep, and then she hears the laughing when the baby's in with her. So that's this. I don't think it comes across like that, because listening back to this, it sounds like a whole lot of nothing, but... Actually, that's kind of what's going on.
It makes me think of when my I guess the second oldest brother. So I'm the oldest. I'm trying to explain this to everyone.
You're explaining it badly.
Yeah, I've got five siblings, and the second sibling. I'm counting me. Let's rewind. So there's me. There's Trevor, then there's Matthew, was born.
I don't think you need this additional context to say when my brother was born.
He was little, and I was old enough to remember this. And it was back in the day of before mobile phones. But if you had a cordless phone in your house and you lived next door to someone with a baby monitor, that baby monitor would pick up the cordless phone conversations. So we would get... Sometimes all of a sudden you'd hear people chatting, you'd be like, what the hell? And you run to the room and you realize you'd hear whole conversations coming through, and everyone in our neighborhood that had a cordless phone, a few people did, their phones were like dialed into the right frequency that we would get their whole conversations come through on our baby monitor.
Yeah, or like when you used to do dial-up internet connection, if somebody was on the phone, you'd hear it through your computer speakers.
Yeah, kind of like that. You mean the wild...
Yeah, but if someone was already on the phone, when you started that, it would do that, and then you'd hear their conversation as well.
Did it?
Yeah, that did happen to me.
Okay.
Don't look at me like that's not a real thing. Like anything. That's a real thing that happened.
All right, we've got 2 minutes left on the story. Okay. Let's power
go
through.
Go on.
But the weirdest thing that happened was a few mornings later. So as per usual, I hear Jacob babbling and singing to himself, and I lay in bed for a little while just trying to summon up the energy to get up, as it had been a pretty restless sleep the night before.
I mean, that's an accurate...
As I was listening to him, he paused
treat.
For a moment, and then I heard a man's voice, just a whisper.
Let's get mummy up, shall we?
Okay, so like I really went from like a 4 to 78 in terms of like intensity then, didn't I? Like it's
I feel like that music and sound and stuff at the end was scarier than the actual story. That makes you feel more on edge.
And I'm not sure about the production choice of putting a different voice in. Now that was kind of done via feedback from the course leader on the podcast. And I think now, knowing what I know, I'd probably push back and say, I don't want to do it. Because I think originally you would have read out that line.
I think I did, yeah. I think I whispered it because I said just to whisper. And I think I then
whispered. And then he was like, so what I did is someone in my course named Alan, I got him to record for me in the studio that line. And I distorted his voice and stuff like that. And whilst I think sometimes there's something to be said about things could be creepier if they're a bit more understated. Mm. And I think that's a bit on the nose, like having the... Oh, it's like
the mommy demonic up show. Voice. Yeah, I agree.
And then when I hear that I like that music. I've used it a lot, like, because I use a lot of the same music throughout the podcast. And that song we hear, the big drum in that, I remember the first time I found that song, I wanted to find something kind of like in a Lord of the Rings battle scene that's a bit like...
But it is quite tense. Epic, and it does make you feel like something big happened, even if something big hasn't particularly happened. You still feel that way, right?
Yeah, but I think for this episode, I think because it tonally, it shifts so much from the rest of the story. I think we could have got away with something a bit more subtle. It was like, oh, let's wake mommy up, shall we? And then kind of just like, almost like what I would probably do nowadays is maybe not even have music there, like just have that be the line and then silence. Almost like it's a shocking moment because it's more impactful for the person. But I don't know. Maybe people like it. Right, we've got 1.5 minutes left. Let's plow through this and then we can have the final say. So I think coming up, we have the outro, then the
That's all for preview. This week. But for show credits, be sure to visit ghost-stories.co.uk to vote for if you think Grandpa is based on fact or a pure work of fiction. And be sure to follow us on Facebook by searching.
That's a weird sentence. For show credits, visit ghost-stories.co.uk and vote. It's like, it doesn't make sense. For show credits, check the show notes. By the way, visit ghost. I don't know. I could have done something different. Again, I think it was like the pressure of like you have a 10-minute.
I don't think that was that really. I think you're being too critical.
I just don't like these outros. I think they're
obviously
just
obviously you have improved with time, but
they're kind of completely unnecessary. Like if anyone's making a podcast now, I'd kind of tell them to listen to this first season and listen to the most recent season and see how they've changed and look at the differences, and it's kind of, you can get ahead quite quickly.
For Ghost Stories, the podcast. Now we'll leave you with a preview of our next episode, and don't stop asking.
Do you believe in ghosts?
I would never make a preview anymore of a future episode.
You don't recall quick enough to do it.
I was getting pretty tired, so I decided to stop at a Holiday Inn hotel that I come across. A lot of hotels have pools, so there's nothing strange about that.
This is Redwater, which...
Yeah, which you already dug the beer, didn't you?
And the water was contaminated with her blood. Many people think they see the pool filled with red water. He said he had never seen it, but sometimes a hotel likes to play tricks with your mind.
I feel like this preview is someone having their period in a pool. Because all you've said is the pool filled with their blood.
I might have 20 seconds of music here to get it through to the end.
It's quite pretty, though.
I asked him if this meant the hotel was haunted, and he nodded his head to say yes.
That's a good cliffhanger, to be fair. I think that's it.
But I don't know. I kind of think, like, if I saw a bit of blood in a swimming pool, my first question wouldn't be, excuse me, does this mean the pool is haunted? But obviously you have to listen to the full story for further context. But just from that snippet, I'd be a bit like, it's not enough information to ask if it's haunted.
So that's Grandpa then, the first episode you wrote for the podcast. To be honest, that's not the one I thought we were going to talk about today initially, and I thought we'd open it up and crack on, because you've also written a few more, haven't you? There was
I've written quite a lot. Which did you think we were doing today?
I thought we were going to talk about God's dog, and then I had this open.
No, that would be a nice one to talk about when we do. Yeah.
So I guess you've kind of already alluded. Do you consider the story is based in fact or pure fiction?
Oh, this is absolutely fiction. I mean, obviously, as I said, as we're going through, bits and pieces were based on things like Pipes and the Ghost Watch. But also, we didn't have children at this point, so it was not based on any real experience of mine. Thankfully as well, because as we said at the beginning, this poor protagonist has had a bit of a rough time in her life. So, no, but then obviously later on in our beginnings as parents, there were occasions which actually reminded me of this story when they occurred. And yeah, I thought quite often when I used the baby monitor and things like that, I did recall this story and think, oh, I hope I don't hear anything sinister through the monitor. But yeah, it's absolutely fiction.
Let's wake mummy up, shall we?
Thankfully, that has never come through the monitor. Please don't do that to me for a prank another time.
Let's wake. All right. Well, yeah, that's it. Well, thank you very much, Lucy, for recording this with me. I apologize if the sound quality is a bit off. It's been a bit haphazardly thrown together. We're in the middle of our time off, and I was hoping to record beforehand, but we didn't quite have a chance. We've had a child-free few hours, even though the washing machine's running in the background, and I've left phones vibrating and going off when people text me next to it. But hopefully you've all enjoyed this and liked having a bit of an insight into Grandpa from season one of the podcast. I think we might try to put a bow on season one. I'm going to try and get my mum on to discuss The House, which is the very first episode of the podcast. We've done it in a bit of a weird order. But what I would like for you all to do is get in touch and comment below which episodes you'd like to hear more about. I don't think we're going to look at anything within the most recent season for sure, possibly not season seven, but a bit further back, and we can have a chat and look at the things you want to hear about. Otherwise, I'm probably going to keep knocking out seasons one by one every few weeks. So I guess that's all for now, unless Lucy, is anything else you want to share?
No, thank you for having me, and happy to come back and talk about more stories when you'd like me to.
Yeah, so if if you want Lucy to come back on and hear more for her, you all send in stories and ask her to read them, so why not ask her to come and co-host with me again on Talking Ghosts? But yeah, I guess that's it for this week. We'll be back soon with another normal episode of the podcast in a few days. But until then, keep taking care of each other, and we'll see you soon. This has been Tyler.
And Lucy.
And take care. Speak to you in a bit. Bye-bye. Bye.